Hey, beautiful souls, you're very welcome back to some cosmic guidance for this partial full lunar eclipse in Taurus. You are with myself, Hazel Halley, and this is for the 15th to the 22nd of November 2021. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. So this is a collective reading for a personal reading, Reiki session or attunements, past, future, life regression, hypnotherapy or organi. Head over to my email angelguidance555@gmail.com. I have 2 appointments left for December, beautiful souls, and I am also taking bookings for 2022. And I just do want to mention, beautiful souls, I know it can be hard to reach out and, you know, take that next step, invest in your expansion, but I'm here, beautiful souls, I'm not threatening. I'm not going to bite, and chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, we've had incarnations together, or more than likely, we've originated from one of the same star systems before even we've came to this earth and had incarnations here, because that's how expansive our soul is and our soul group and tribe. So I just felt like saying, you know, don't feel scared to reach out. It's time now to release these blocks of fears of not sharing our gifts, talents and abilities. It's safe. Beautiful souls, we're in a different timeline. It's safe to share this now in this amazing time on earth. So what a week we had last week. That 11-11 portal was crazy. That week felt like it was up and down, test after test. The reading last week was on point as always, and I'm so grateful to be a channel for these messages and guidance, and thank God for them, because they help us navigate these crazy energies that we're walking with right now. I'm also feeling drawn, beautiful souls, especially because there is new waves of awakenings happening. And if you were one of the accelerated ascension waves in the last 2 years, you're maybe wanting to start look into a morning routine. And I'm mentioning this because 2 soul sisters mentioned it to me this week. So I'm feeling it's a collective thing. So morning routine, if you go back on any of my podcasts for the spiritual hour, there is all tips and tricks and topics to help you out there on your awakening. There is one there about a morning routine and an evening routine. So this week we have the partial lunar eclipse in Taurus on the 19th. I'm sure we have some more things going on, beautiful souls, but to tell you the truth, we've been walking through way too much shit for me to pile anything else onto this. So we're working with this partial full lunar eclipse in Taurus. This eclipse is full of transformational energy. It is also releasing of this year and leading up to this solar eclipse around December, which will be amplifying our next chapter, new year to come and new beginnings. So old habits, patterns, blocked energy in relationships or to do with the heart center may come up to be released this week. As we know, eclipses are strong and transformational. They are portals of growth and activation for our expansion and ascension. This eclipse in Taurus marks a new cycle and a new starting point in the eclipse cycle, as we haven't felt a full lunar eclipse in Taurus since 2014. So that's 2 years, beautiful souls, after the first, no, probably that was the third wave of awakening in 2012. So eclipses also work in pairs. So the 2022 cycle, we will be working will be in Scorpio. And this eclipse on the 19th is linking in with your awakening or nudges of awakening and soul lessons and growth we went through from 2013 to 2014. So what changes happened around that time in your life? How did you grow? What were the changes? How did you navigate and integrate? I know maybe that's a long time to think back, and maybe you weren't as far or along on your journey as you are now. So maybe even starting to keep note of what's coming up during eclipses, because they are the most potent out of all the cycles. So relationships are coming up strong, and you know, I'm all about the relationship with ourselves and self-love before we can radiate that outwards or receive that off other people. So the relationship with ourselves is coming up strong. Relationships with others, relationship with money, relationship with security, self-love is all coming in strong as Taurus is ruled by Venus, the planet of love. Love. So that wasn't good Barry White voice, but it doesn't matter. I feel like inner child is out a lot this week as well, beautiful souls. So Taurus groundedness, values also coming in strong with Taurus. So some relationships may fall away, some might deepen as we see from a different perspective, as we release any blocks that may be there. Being compassionate with yourself, trust that you are exactly where you need to be and you're facing your right direction. So heart expansion, activated ascension, security, self-love and relationships are all coming in. Spiritual gifts also are all coming in under this partial full lunar eclipse in Taurus. So we do have an amazing spread ahead, beautiful souls. Wow, there's so many amazing messages in here to unwrap. So before we do that, let us take a moment just to ground ourselves into Mother Gaia. And also up into Venus and the cosmos. Shift our awareness away from the external. Tune into our heart centers and the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. So beautiful souls, first card, overall energy, we have two energies that's going to be hitting us strong that we're working with this week. The first one, oh god, so many cards here. The first one that we got is part of fortune increase. So what an amazing card to kick us off, beautiful souls. This is all to do with things starting to flow a little bit easier now in our lives. But the big thing that it's to do, and it is getting backed up in other cards, is it's bringing up any gifts, talents and abilities that have been laying dormant, that are waiting under the surface, waiting to be brought up and emerge. So you may want to start bringing these gifts out. You may want to even start to study or master another area of your spiritual journey, another tool for your spiritual toolbox to help you navigate in this physical reality. So again, you have to really lean into this, beautiful souls, you have to respect this opportunity and take that leap. It is an amazing time to connect and manifest our desires and release any limitations, any shackles that have been put on us or that we have put on ourselves, and start to move into this easy flow. Next card, beautiful souls, overall energy that we're working with is the sixth house, which is ruling over our routine and also our physical body, but also the energetic is coming in with that to help work on the physical. So Reiki is coming up in this card and also in more, and with the other one being gifts, talents and abilities, that would be one of the spiritual tools and gifts to share and have in your toolbox. So beautiful souls, routine is coming in strong. Your day-to-day routine that might change up on us, it would be good to be organized here so that we can change up with that. We are also moving into December, so it's starting to get time to get into Christmas, but again, we can have our own Christmas. We don't have to buy into the 3D stress of that holiday. So apart from all that, beautiful souls, this is all about responsibility as well. Career is coming up. Maybe it is going to change. Maybe you're going to get a promotion. Maybe it's time to shift. Or maybe it's time to deepen if you're happy in that career that you're in now. Again, the physical and energetic body is coming in strong. So alternative health approaches, holistic healing modalities. You may find you're interested in Reiki, in acupuncture, in sound healing, in herbs, in anything to do with natural healing. And again, these may also develop professionally. So you may turn one of these into a career coming from your heart center to help others heal. And again, when you go on your journey, beautiful souls, with Reiki, that's when the shit gets real. And you have to heal yourself first before you can go on and try and help anyone else. So if you're at a stage now where you haven't healed and you're wanting to help anyone else, your soul is calling for that healing. You can't be spreading that energy of unhealedness to other people. I don't even know if that's a word, but you know what I'm trying to say. You really, really need to heal yourself first before you can go on and spread that out to anyone else. You need to make sure your cup is 100% full before you can do that with anyone else. So also paying attention to the small details right now to help you get to that bigger picture. So again, just being really compassionate with yourself as well, beautiful souls, while you're moving through this. It's very important for us to not be critical on ourselves or others or any experiences that we have been through. So again, with the fourth card coming in with ease of flow, part of fortune increase, then blessings coming in, the work needs to be done on the physical as well. And also need to just make sure that we are organized because there's going to be changes in our routine. So our next card, beautiful souls. Wow, I'm loving this reading. When I pulled the cards earlier, I was like, oh my God, yes, we need this. We need this. So the next card that we got is You Are Not Alone, Isolation, Physical Connection, and Community. So the older the soul, the deeper the cave. Many star seeds and old souls enjoy their own company. Spending time alone can be comforting and necessary for their vitality, as it allows them to commune with their soul and fill up their energetic resources, especially if they have an underactive or open root chakra or find it hard being human. Many starseeds find it more nourishing to retreat than to spend their time in meaningless conversations and relationships. However, we must remember that we're not here to go about this life alone. Humans are pack animals, and we all need the love, company, and support of others, both emotionally and physically. In our increasingly online world, we can be connected to more people and yet feel more alone and isolated than ever. There's so much we don't know about the energetic side effects of things like social media, with so many people known our news. What is it doing to our auric field? Commonly, we find ourselves in constant conversation, yet lacking the genuine connection of physical community and touch. The main message of this card is to step out of your cave and physically reach out to those in your life, to replenish when you need to, but not isolate yourself. This card could be seeing friends and family who live nearby, or having a regular catch-up walk with somebody. In what ways can you open yourself up to people who are physically in your life, those you truly know? Okay, beautiful soul. So what an amazing message, and there's a couple of things that I want to pick up on in that. So the first thing is social media. 100%, get off social media. If you're on social media now, beautiful souls, get off it. Get off it. Get off it. It's just a trap of likes, of ego. And the spiritual community that's on social media is fucking fake as fuck. If you have that much time to be posting shit all day, what really inner work are you doing? Really, like, what really work are you doing? Again, you're just falling into that trap of, oh, it's a spiritual community, but I'm still relying on likes. I'm still making sure that everything is picture perfect before I put it up. No, we need realness now, beautiful souls. We don't need this fake shit anymore. We're in the age of Aquarius. We're bringing back in a balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. I would much rather see the mask off than fakeness. And apart from that, I don't even look at anyone's physical appearance because I see their energy and their soul. This is a vessel that we're in. We need to keep it like a temple. But the soul is, you know, so deep. Skin and beauty is only appearance that can only last for so long, you know. And I feel like I always say this when that fucking sixth house comes up, beautiful souls. So get off social media. It's not good for you. If it's not raising your consciousness or lighting you up, get off it, really. Also, what else did I want to say? Yeah, this is what I also wanted to say. Yeah, starseeds, we can cut ourselves off from the world, but it's time to connect now with our soul tribe. Myself and my soul sister are bringing some Reiki and sound healing group sessions every month for the full moons in the 2022 coming year. So if you want to sign up for them, head over to my email and I'll give you some more information. We're really looking forward to start to build an authentic community, because the spiritual one is just off balance as well. It really is. Again, this picture perfect stuff that's not real. That's not real. As you know, beautiful souls, I don't edit anything on this podcast because what's the point in doing that? That's not real, you know? Okay, I feel like I was giving out there a little bit, beautiful souls, but at the same time, I feel like that really needed to be said to yous because yous are beautiful souls and yous really need to get out there, connect, share yourself with the world. Don't cut yourself off too much and enjoy this physical incarnation. You know, I went through so much of that feeling alone here and knowing like that this isn't me home, but then having to shift into actually, I came here for a reason. I'm gonna actually enjoy this freaking earth no matter how up and down it is. So the next card that we got is Tiger. Accept your magnificence. And the Tiger works with Archangel Raphael, which is the healing angel working with the emerald green light. So Tigers come from Orion and carry much wisdom in their auras. They are powerful beings spiritually as well as physically and are extremely psychic. Their sole mission is to watch over and guard the planet from lower energies approaching us. Their roars not only alert other creatures to their boundaries, but send a warning out into space. Wow. They raise the frequency in the area. No two tigers have the same pattern of stripes, so each one is unique. Wow. They are unusual in the feline kingdom, for they are learning to enjoy water and even catch fish so they can take this new understanding back to Orion. This card comes to you to remind you that you are a unique and magnificent person. So accept this. It asks you to tune physically into a situation or relationship that is troubling you. Trust your inner knowing to present you with the answers you are seeking. Then listen to your wisdom as this will reveal to you how to handle the person or circumstance for the highest good of all. Tiger energy tells you to be prepared to act decisively with strength and power. However, you may not even need to take action because when you have a tiger in your energy field, other people sense it and respond with respect. The Tiger card also advises you to expand your horizons, develop something new in your life, which you can learn to enjoy. Wow. Wow, beautiful souls. How amazing is the Tiger? And I love how it's no two tigers have the same patterns of stripes. So each one is unique. And that is the same for us, beautiful souls. We are all connected because we are source energy. Split off here, having individual experiences. But for that individual experience, we are all unique and we do have our own unique gifts to share with the world. So remember, there's no other you, beautiful souls. Well, not on Earth in any way. We can get into parallels. There might be a couple of you there having a few different lives, but we won't blow your mind that much, yeah. Okay, next card. Eternal strength. So I just love how these are all linking in. There was a baby Wamba who often dawdled behind, always being distracted by one thing or another. One day, as usual, he was slowly meandering his way through the bush, not making much effort to keep up with his mum, when a strong wind came and blew down a massive tree which blocked his way and separated him from his mother. He cried for his mother, but all they could do was yell across the large expanse of the tree which separated them from each other. The little wombat was so determined that he began to dig. He was good at digging and he knew that this was the only way of getting to his mum. As fast as he would, dig big rocks would block his way. However, through his determination, he would just start digging in a different direction. For days he dug, still calling to his mother to make sure she hadn't left him. Eventually, he dug an entire tunnel and was reunited with his mother on the other side. For this day forward, he no longer dawdled and always kept his mum in sight. Find your inner strength, believe in yourself, and work through the situation. Sometimes you do not realize how much power you have, and if you are not careful, you can end up destroying everything in your path. Look at alternatives around this issue. They are there if you just look at other ways to solve the problem. Wow, beautiful souls. Wow, what an amazing story. That is from the Aboriginal Dreamtime Oracle by Mel Brown. Wow. So, eternal strength, tiger, magnificence, spiritual gifts, non-isolation, it's all, you say Reiki, it's all coming in, beautiful souls. Your power, your strength, this is what I've been trying to do the last 5-6 years on my journey and on this podcast to help beautiful souls take their strength back, their power, and share their light with the world. So before we move on to the tarot, we have some of my oracle cards. Don't worry, I'll be getting these done in the new year. Ooh. A full 55 card deck. Okay, so for my end, to just give us some extra confirmation on what we already know from their messages, we got intuition, you say Reiki, self-love, and higher perspective. So, okay. So self-love is coming in again, strong, beautiful souls. I feel like when we take the time to tune into this self-love, we can see from this higher perspective. We can hear the messages from our intuition and we can tap into that universal life force energy. Yusai Reiki is universal life force energy. It is our source energy, and when you get sessions, it helps clear the energy. It works on the chakras, on the meridians, and on all of your astral bodies. It goes exactly where it needs to go. It is really amazing and gentle when you're getting it done, but it's strong as fuck. It clears it right up. It really helps you take your power back, helps you know your own energy fields, know how to clear it. And the attunements, when you get your first level, it works on your physical. Second level works on your mental and emotional. And the third level works on your soul. And I was just talking to my soul sister, and we totally agree that you really need to do the full cycle, even if eventually everybody does end up teaching. But just for your own healing cycle, you really need to get the third level, because that's where the magic happens. So the achievements open up these pathways on these different levels. And when you get the second level, you can send it distantly. You can send it back to your past. You can send it into the future. I know that might be a lot for you to wrap your head around, but when you're on your Reiki journey, that's the whole point of it. It helps you understand that time doesn't exist and that it is all happening at the same time, and to be in the present moment, that connection to source. So sorry, I felt like I'm going off on a tangent there, but I'm not, because I'm channeling all the time when I do these readings. So self-love this week, beautiful souls. Listen to the intuition, listen to the nudges, listen to the messages that you're getting from your higher self. Definitely tap into some energy work. If you're not attuned to Reiki, maybe look into getting a session. And if you're not there yet, maybe start just even working on your chakras with meditation. And also foods, beautiful souls. I am going to say it's me soul, sis, because we're going to bring the Reiki and sound healing, but I'm also thinking of doing a chakra workshop. I think that would be really good, and work on a different chakra each week, because there's lots of different homework that people can be doing at home on their chakra as well as getting the healing. Okay, so we're going to move on to the tarot in a second. I'm just going to pause this, take a little breather before I go again. So, beautiful souls, moving on to the tarot. Right, first question that I asked for us as a collective is, what do we have now that we value dearly? So, what do we have now that we value dearly, beautiful souls? We have our family, our empire, our guides in the other realms, our creativity, that masculine energy of pushing forward and bringing things into reality. We also have that divine feminine energy, that nourishing what needs to be birthed before we can tap into that masculine energy of putting it into play. We also have our world, beautiful souls, in our hands. We are really, really tapping into our inner strength, our inner power from what we've went through, and really again starting to come up from the ground, because that's the way she is there in this card. She's just coming up out of the ground with like a snake wrapped around her arm. Her third eye is activated. She has kind of like golden soil in the other hand. There's golden roots coming up. This is the Starman Tarot. There's like a bar of gold, a pipe with smoke coming out of it. It's just so connected to every aspect of the earth and the cosmos. And then we have also the new beginnings that's going to come in, the new opportunities, staying in that present moment, in that positive vibration, in seeing things in a new light. So the one thing I would say, beautiful souls, is to just be aware of the nourishing. Whatever you are trying to put into play, whatever you are trying to manifest with that action, with that masculine energy, the divine feminine needs to be creative. It needs to be taught up. It needs to be that magical enchantment energy. So I would just say to make sure that you are nourishing yourself and your ideas, goals, and inspirations. The next question that I asked is, where have we been spending energy that no longer works for us? Okay. So we've been spending energy, too much energy in the past, beautiful souls, on inner child traumas, also on projects and things that are not lighting us up. I feel again that are maybe outdated now, that are no longer serving. Maybe it's hard to come to that conclusion or revelation to yourself that, hang on, maybe I don't want this anymore. Maybe I'm wasting my energy on this. I would say again to be really, really gentle with yourselves, beautiful souls. We change like the cycles of the earth, and that's perfectly fine to change your opinions. That's actually good because it shows that you're growing and expanding. You're not just staying the same. And again, I feel like shadow work, also maybe material aspects that don't serve. There's a lot of like staying in the past here, beautiful souls. That's what I'm going to say there. There's a need to move on big time with that. Okay, what's the next question I asked? Hang on. All right. What do we deeply desire? Okay, for that, we deeply desire some retreat time at the moment, beautiful souls, some recharge, some alone time with our heart center and thoughts. We also desire to bring in these new opportunities of which direction that we are going in for our next path. We're just kind of waiting and observing before we do that. But that is one of our desires, to step onto this next chapter. And another one is to connect again with that moon energy, with that divine feminine. Oh, with that psychic energy, with your intuition, with speaking your truth, with trusting not only yourself but others, especially soul sisters, that can go back to the witch wounds of not trusting your sisters or brothers. The next one. What will bring us closer to our desire?
Oh, fuck.
Stepping into the cycle, beautiful souls. Stepping into the change, into the rhythm, into the seasons, into surrendering, into what's coming up, into going into that flow and not pushing against it, not trying to control, and just knowing that the universe is bringing what needs to be brought to you. Okay, next question. What aspect of our shadow is being revealed? Okay, hang on. Oh, yeah. Okay, the shadow aspect that's being revealed right now, beautiful souls, is around self-love, our relationship with ourselves, our relationships with others, family, friends. Again, that sister wound, maybe also trusting in your galactic team that's there, your spirit guides also, and nourishing these relationships, nourishing yourself, nourishing others, also the financial security is coming in there. Okay, so that's just that's crazy, beautiful souls, because that's exactly what I said at the start, and I didn't like go through these tarot. I just pulled them, and then I'm after going through them now as I'm reading it out. That's well, okay, so that's the shadow aspects that's coming up. What will help us understand and integrate this stuff? Okay, so what will help us understand and integrate? Okay, so being in the present, looking at what you have right now, what you're grateful for, and again, not dwelling on the past, on spilt milk, on past experiences, past patterns and habits that are related to your ancestral bloodlines, both galactic and ancestral earth bloodlines. Okay, so hang on, what was the question again? What will help us understand and integrate this? Yeah, being in the present moment, beautiful souls, will looking at what you're grateful for right now, not what's been and not even what's to come, just being in the right now, in the present moments. Okay, what's the other question I asked? What are we in the process of becoming? So we are in the process of becoming the best version of ourselves, beautiful souls. We are being tested right now, and we're also testing ourselves with showing ourselves to the world, with sharing ourselves, with going forward on our path and trusting that the universe has our back, that we are supported and part of the earth and cosmos. We are that bridge in between. We are that oracle. And then message from the universe. The message from the universe, beautiful souls, is to embrace your shadow. Love your shadow. There is amazing gifts to be brought up, and also internal strength and liberation when you tap into these shadow aspects. The universe is also asking us to create from the heart center, especially when it comes to material aspects of the physical world, and know to keep a balance of both the spiritual and physical. And then the final card to wrap this up, beautiful souls, is a galactic pattern that we are all working with right now as a collective. It is the Pleiades, it is the present, it is devotion to service. As a result of their evolution and history, the Palladians are now a species devoted to service. This is the main reason why they have interacted with humans for thousands of years. A deep transformation takes place within when you devote your actions to service. This does not mean self-sacrifice, however. If you are already being of service to others, know that this calling is one you have felt for many lifetimes. If you feel you are not yet being of service, this is a message to start soon. Remember, being of service begins with small things. A smile on the street, or sending love from your heart. Redefine what service means to you and begin reaching out. The meaning of this card is quite clear, but how to apply the meaning to your life depends on your life circumstances. The devotion to service is seen as a fundamental gateway to spiritual growth, but the meaning of it often is misunderstood. People often assume that devotion means sacrifice, or that somehow you have to devote your life to a cause. But in reality, the concept of service is quite flexible. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily refer to what you do so much as it refers to how you do it. It does not mean you should change jobs in order to feed the hungry, for example. Sometimes being of service can be something as simple as putting good love and energy into the food you make for a customer or in the way you answer the phone in your office. Ultimately, when Earth Society views others as extensions of the self and sees that in reality everyone is really one anyway, this energy of love and service infuses all aspects of life. The Palladians made a profound transition from being self-centered in their very ancient young days to being a species devoted to service in all that they do. This is a potential that exists for Earth's humans as well. Take a look at your life and see how you can begin to view reality as a means to be of service to the universe and see where the shift in perception takes you. Thank you, as ever, beautiful souls, for joining me for this guidance for this partial full lunar eclipse in Taurus. I do apologize for being late. I was camping the weekend and it took me a while to catch up on everything, but better late than never. And I will also do my best and have a pick a card up on my YouTube, Cosmic Angel 555, if you want some of that extra guidance, you know, if you got some of that extra guidance there, please. For the, I'm not even going to mention it again, you know what's happening this week. But I'm sending you all an abundance of love and light. Take the time for self-love this week, beautiful souls, and also energy work. Namaste.